When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
All right, welcome everybody back to Chairgating episode. What are we, XI? X? This is X, right?
This is X. This is officially the big X.
X gonna give it to you.
Capital X, that's right.
There you go. All right, welcome. We have lots of things to discuss. Pretty much just college football because it's about to be college football season. Right, Jay?
We're getting close. We're 10 days away.
10 days. Look at that. Jay's our personal calendar here at Chairgating. So, If you have Jay around, you don't need
an iPhone. 26 minus 16 is pretty tough.
Whoa. Slow down. All right. So, let's get into it. All right. I want to start this episode with just kind of updates like we always do.
Some housekeeping.
Yeah. So we started an Instagram account, so there's that, so please follow it. We have like, I think, 6 followers. It's even worse than the Twitter account. I mean, nobody cares.
That's pretty tough to get.
Yeah, nobody cares. It's really embarrassing. We also started a blog, so Jay has yet to post anything. Jay, do you have a comment for that?
I figured this would just be like the rumors. I could kind of just keep going every week without posting something, but then say that something's on the way. No, honestly, I do have a really exciting article on the way. And as you said in episode 2 or 3, whenever I came on here, you kind of hyped me up as a stats guy, and I haven't really done much
in
that
domain. No, you haven't. It's really disappointing. It disappoints me and the audience.
Yeah, so I've been channeling a lot of energy and focus into this blog. I was hoping it'd be published by now, but it's definitely on my to-do list.
Well, I just want to say I think I have like 5 articles already up on the blog. Mm-hmm. So 4 or 5.
This will be worth at least like 10 or 15 a year blogs.
Okay, well, I'm just going to keep like crunching out more just to keep up with that one good one then. And I don't think anybody's read any of them yet. Jay, have you read any of the ones that I posted?
I read the headlines. Does that count?
That actually does count, so I am going to count that. They're pretty awesome, and we might even get into talking about some of those. Sent out free t-shirts to some followers. If you are one of those followers and you're listening, enjoy that t-shirt. Post a picture with it, please. You know, when you're taking out the garbage, post a picture. All right, and that's pretty much housekeeping for this week. Do you want to get into Florida?
Yeah. That's probably the biggest news in college football recently. Basically, another Florida suspension for opening season.
Wait, hold on one second. Sam is walking back up the stairs. Baby, come here. Okay.
I hope you don't cut that out.
No, I'm not gonna cut that out. So for any listeners, I had to interrupt Jay because my girlfriend's walking around the apartment. We are not, surprisingly, we're not big enough yet to have a recording studio.
Yeah, so that'll be the day. I mean, I was just watching some of Joe Rogan's old podcasts on YouTube, and he didn't have his own studio for a while, and now he's, you know, one of the top podcasters in the world.
Yeah, well, that's just lazy, because I'm pretty sure he was rich before he started podcasting.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's just laziness. True. If anybody wants to give us money, we will put it right back into the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Jay, go.
So Florida suspended, 7 football players for the season opener, and typically these suspensions for the season opener aren't that important for these big schools because they'll put their, you know, like weak non-conference opener. But recently, I feel like it's been the trend to schedule like a headliner for week one. And Florida's playing Michigan week one. So this might actually be a big deal. Let's see. Do you have the details in front of you where it says what they did?
Yeah, so I was actually reading this earlier. I'm going to pull it back up. So they didn't specify what they did in this incident, but they talked about some of these players and what they've done before, like Callaway, the junior from Miami, has had multiple issues at Florida, including possession of marijuana in May, unrelated to this incident. Continuing, he was also suspended for accusations of sexual assault.
Jeez.
Yeah. And he played in 12 games and missed the North Texas game with an injury. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's a big game to miss.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And apparently, from what I've been reading, like obviously Antonio Callaway is the main guy that's getting suspended. He's one of their top offensive players, wide receiver. But apparently, the remainder of the suspensions aren't actually going to be very impactful. Not a lot of impact players that are being suspended. It just does kind of suck that it's against Michigan.
Right. Well, and also, I'd just really be interested to actually know what happened.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just, like, it's so irritating. And, you know, I was just listening to a few of the Ain't Nobody Played.
Podcast Ain't Played Nobody.
Yeah, Podcast Ain't Played Nobody. And they were talking about some coaches prefer not to publicly embarrass some athletes. And so maybe this is something to do with that, but personally, I don't fucking care. I think it should more be like gladiator style. You are in, you know, the public's eye. And if you do something bad, we want to know about it so we can point and laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, McElwain's got kind of a history. Actually, just the University of Florida's got a history of suspended football players, because when I saw this headline, it kind of it was like the it was like a flashback, you know. I feel like I've seen this before. Like, you know, Gators suspend blank for season opener. So I did a little digging.
Okay.
I just went on Google, and then you can do Google, like, search tools, and then you just do a certain date range. And so I just did Google, or I Googled football, or Florida football suspension, and then I did August 1st to August, the end of August for last year, for the year before. And three of the last four seasons, I guess now four of the last five seasons, there's been at least a player suspended.
Jesus.
In Florida. Yeah. So I knew that I've seen this before, and this is definitely some kind of pattern.
It's not just deja vu. This has actually happened.
Yeah, no. Last year it was five players suspended against for UMass. And that was
they didn't miss out on UMass?
A gun incident, yeah.
A gun incident.
2 years ago, it was for fighting. It was just two players. And then in 2013, so that was 4 years ago, it was just one player. So it seems like actually now that I'm looking this closer, it was one player, then two players, then five players, then seven. So I guess next year it'll be nine?
Half the team? Yeah.
They're going to have to just start their entire second unit?
This is what happens when Miami isn't the bad boy team anymore. These, like, thugs in Florida have nowhere else to go. So this is what happens. I mean, this is all Miami's fault, in my opinion. Florida
for
would
not be the bad boys anymore.
Exactly. Florida would not have to deal with it. If I was at the University of Florida, if I was the head coach, I'd be like, look, it's not our fault. Miami stopped taking these kids, and this is what happens.
Yeah, so I just looked up Florida's schedule for next season. And they haven't scheduled anybody for week one. So
I'd say
if you're one of the small schools, you'd want to book Florida ASAP because you know that half their team's going to be
App State. Yeah. That's a perfect App State opportunity. And before we transition, as I was just talking about us sending out free t-shirts, people posting them, this dude, J-Part, the original, remember we talked about him in like episode 3?
Oh, yeah. He's got like two or three underscores?
Yeah, two underscores. Just Instagram posted a picture with our t-shirt, giving us a shout-out. So
nice. Did he get it? That means he got it?
Yeah, he got it. Which is actually kind of impressive, because he lives in North Carolina, and I just sent those out yesterday.
Damn, I should have drove it up to him.
That's true. He's in Shelby. So if you want to, I guess that would be drive down to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it just depends on which way you're looking at it.
Oh! Jay's getting real philosophical with directions.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Oh my god, that is so deep.
It was just released yesterday that Ole Miss and Louisville scheduled a game for 2021.
Okay.
Yeah. So I love these games that are 5 years out.
Yeah.
This is the Chick-fil-A kickoff games.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. No, that's a good one, though. You said Louisville, Ole Miss?
Louisville, Ole Miss, yeah.
In Atlanta?
Yep, yeah. In Atlanta. So I'll go.
That's a good game. I got to give it to him. Anybody from 2020 yet?
2020, yeah, I'll go through the list of the next 5 years because they've already scheduled.
Because the whole football season of 2020 for any team could just be like Vision 2020 for the season 2020. You know, it's so perfect. So I just can't wait for that year because if no other team does it, I'm just going to do it for every single team.
Interesting. So you'll start it.
I'm going to start the like slogan for every team. It'll be a hashtag. And then every person's going to like start doing that hashtag for their team, thinking it's individual, when really I'm doing it for every single team. And they all just, you know, look stupid. And really, ironically, I'm the only one with the 2020 vision on this.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'm the only one actually seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so this year it's obviously Alabama, Florida State. But also there's two this year. It's also Georgia Tech versus Tennessee. That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's the only game on that day, too.
Mm-hmm. And then so next year it's Auburn, Washington. That I'm actually looking forward to that. I don't know how much Washington will be returning for next year, but
as long as they return that coach, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I know, but Max Brown, I think they're or no Jake Browning, not Max Brown.
I thought you said Mac Brown. I was like, I don't think Mac Brown's at Washington.
No, but I think their quarterback's gonna be gone next year, and as well as a lot of their defensive players. But I mean, if I'd love to see Auburn, Washington this year or last year, but
this year, yeah, this would be the year. Yeah,
2 years from now, 2019. That's kind of Alabama versus Duke.
Yeah,
that's weird. That Duke's kind of an outlier in this whole list.
Yeah,
it's 2020. So. It's Florida State, West Virginia. That'll be nice, and then Georgia versus Virginia.
Which Florida State, Virginia's West
also
Virginia.
Kind of an outlier.
Are you saying West Virginia is not an outlier in this either? Maybe by then, because this year they're going to be dog shit. But maybe in a couple of years.
You think they'll be bad this year?
Yeah. Didn't we talk about this? They're returning nobody.
I don't think we talked about that, but
no? Oh, well,
yeah, I think we did. We did briefly mention it when we were talking about their return in production.
Yeah, they're like one of the worst in the Big 12.
Well, they're one of the worst in the country.
Right.
But
so
they're I think they're preseason ranked in a few polls.
Yeah, I looked more into it when I was doing my articles for the blog, and I just don't see them being that good because this year in the Big 12, I think UT, you know, we've talked about this before. I think they'll probably have a winning record, maybe 500, right around there. I think Baylor is going to see a bit of a dip because of the coaching change, not because the NCAA actually did anything about what happened, just because of the coaching change. TCU will be pretty good. They have an amazing coach. And then OU and Oklahoma State are looking really, really, really good. So... do I think West Virginia is going to compete in the conference? Probably not.
It's hard to leave them out of a poll after winning 10 games in a Power 5 conference, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Like, just give them benefit of doubt at least, and then preseason polls don't mean shit. So if a few weeks in they don't look like they did last year, then who really cares?
Yeah, that's true.
But I agree. They lost way too much. I think they're going to be hovering around, you know, a little bit above 500.
Right. Similar to UT. Yeah, the only difference is UT with Herman is going to – if they get above 500, they'll be talked about as on the rise. With West Virginia after last season, if they get just barely above 500, people will be like, what's happening to this program?
It'll just be rebuilding.
Yeah, they'll say – I agree. I think it will be rebuilding, but it's never fun for a coach to have to deal with that.
No.
Because people are going to talk, like, regardless. So.
No, but I think he's earned enough capital to have a rebuilding year.
Yeah, he's
not
a good coach.
Worry about his job.
I also like that coach because he supported U of H joining the Big 12. He was one 100%. Of the he's one of the few outspoken people saying that. I listened to whose radio show was it in Houston? I cannot remember now. But they interviewed him and just it was during the whole thing last year where if they were going to add anybody and he asked who they should add and he had such a great answer. He was like, you know, there's great teams. He's like, personally, I think he said BYU and U of H. Don't quote me on that. I know U of H was one of the two he said that should join. But he said, but also, you know, there's people that get paid a lot more money than I do to decide these things. So, like, my opinion really means nothing. And So I like him because of that interview, solely because of him supporting U of H. All
right, yeah, and then back to the Chick-fil-A kickoff, and then obviously Louisville Ole Miss. The last time Ole Miss played in this was 2014 against Boise State. They beat Boise State 35-13.
Yep.
And then last time Louisville played, it was 2015 against Auburn, where they lost 31-24. So both teams have played in this relatively recently.
Okay, yeah. Now, that should be a pretty good game. I mean, it's hard to say right now, because who knows what these teams are going to be like.
Also, something else weird about these details is Ole Miss has been designated the home team and will wear blue jerseys. Louisville will be visitor and wear red jerseys. So I don't know why that had to be, you know, in the contract this far in advance.
Maybe because Louisville's just red and white and y'all have blue and they don't. So you have to wear blue to show the difference.
That's probably it.
I'm just saying.
Louisville could wear black. Louisville could wear a number of
colors. That's true. They do wear black also.
Like, I just don't know why this had to be ironed out 5 years in advance.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when Ole Miss doesn't have a coach. This is what you deal with.
Ole Miss does have a coach.
No, they don't.
And that's another interesting game to play is...
Wait, what's his name?
Ole Miss coach.
Matt Luke?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Luke. Hey, I'm Matt Luke. I want to make sure that we wear blue in Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love the Rebels.
There's about a 0.1% chance he's still the coach then.
Yeah, there is literally no chance. I don't know. I'll be surprised if he's the coach after a few games this year.
I think he'll make it through the season.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think there's anything he could do that would get him fired before the end of the season.
Would he be fired or just replaced? Is that like the proper way to say it?
I don't see how he could stay at Ole Miss after the season regardless because
the new coach will bring in a new staff.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Start a journey, not a fad. Kick off your fitness journey with up to $500 off Peloton Bike, Bike Plus, or Tread packages. Choose the package that will take your training to the next level with accessories like our cycling shoes, heart rate band, non-slip grip dumbbells, and more. Join now and you'll see why 92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later. All access membership separate. Offer ends January 8th, 2023. Excludes Bike, Bike Plus, and Tread Basics. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. That's always unfortunate for one of those interim coaches because you know your odds of keeping the job are pretty unlikely.
Yeah,
and then on top of that, you know you're just losing
any school, obviously.
Yeah, and then you just know, like on top of that, you know you're losing the job completely when you get replaced.
That's why this is just an audition period. This is your chance to make a statement to schools around the country. It's like, hey, I'm, you know, capable of coaching at the highest level.
Yeah, well,
even if it's just
it's not gonna happen. There's no way.
Lower levels.
There's no way because he could lose 3 games and they would replace him.
Exactly. Yeah.
He could lose to Auburn, LSU, and Alabama. Probably your hardest games of the season this year, right?
I'd imagine. Yeah, definitely. Undoubtedly.
He could lose only those games, and the fan base would be like, yeah, but there's probably a coach out there that would win those 3 games. You know? Yeah. And it's just, like, honestly, ridiculous. Like, he could perform really well for the circumstances that you're in, and people would still want a new coach because they would be like, no, I want to see what it's like with some big name, some up-and-comer. You know, and it's really unfortunate because maybe he's a great coach. Maybe he loses 3 to 4 games and does really well, and like the players love him, probably still getting replaced unless he beats Alabama.
Yeah, and I mean, at a school like Ole Miss, if you're getting a 9-3 season consistently, you can't not be happy consistently.
Right? In the hardest division, in the hardest conference, you know, for the past 10 years, I mean, roughly the past 8, I guess. But still, for a school like Ole Miss, what is it, the second smallest school in the whole conference?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but
I think it's second smallest, right before Vanderbilt. For a small school like that, with a stadium of only 60,000, 70,000 now with the expansion.
Well, it's not 70,000. It's not 70,000.
It's like 60,000. Anyway, my point is, a school like that, you know, only losing three games a season, I say be happy with that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to win 8 or 9 games. I'm just...
No. But I'm just saying you're not going to get a Nick Saban. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in Mississippi that have that mindset. Especially, well, after the last couple seasons y'all have had where you have beaten Alabama and you have been nationally ranked in the top five, mm-hmm. I bet there's people in Mississippi now that are like, why don't we deserve to be one of these top contenders in the SEC West?
Yeah, no, I could see how some fans would think that way. I think it's kind of irresponsible to think that way.
Yeah, it is, but I'm not going to lie. If I was an Ole Miss fan, I would start to ask that too. I would start to ask it because I'd be like, "What? Why can't we be that good?" And I mean, that's a fair question. Why can't you be that good? But the answer is, you don't have the resources like LSU and Alabama do.
No, I mean, there's only a handful of schools that do.
Right.
I think Ole Miss kind of falls.
Unfortunately, you're having to face a few of those schools. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, they're clearly good D1
school.
They'll
never compete with those schools. No. They'll compete with those schools for recruits pretty regularly. Just coaching is a different situation.
It's a totally different monster because you're not going to get the Nick Saban, because if you did get the Nick Saban, he would have left to go to Alabama.
Yeah, it's different. It's different paying recruits than it is paying coaches.
Yeah, that's the
Ole Miss
best way to put
Ole Miss
it.
Can pay the recruits with the best of them.
That's the best way to put it. Actually, that's a really good point. I mean, look what happens. Y'all get caught paying recruits, and within those few years, that was the best. I mean, I don't know Ole Miss football history, but it's got to be up there.
Well, I mean, there's only one case of paying a recruit,
right?
And that recruit also admitted to getting paid by their schools too.
Okay, just one guy. Okay.
Obviously, I'm not saying that more players weren't paid. I'm just saying that's all the NCAA cost.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's that. That's Ole Miss and the SEC.
Yeah.
So earlier I was talking about podcast ain't played nobody. If anybody that actually listened to our podcast hasn't listened to that already, then you're dumb because we're dumb. They make us seem so stupid.
Compared to you, yeah.
Oh,
I'm glad
God.
We at least touch other sports because, yeah, they're way better at this than we are.
Oh my God, they're so much better. I think we got a little like jazz in there. You know, we're mixing it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I want to be that middle part between like Pardon My Take and Podcast Ain't Played Nobody.
I'd agree. Yeah.
Where we got some humor and we got some facts. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing: if I was paid to just full time do research and write about college sports, I think I could be at that level. I mean, no offense to, you know, who
Stephen
are the
Godfrey
two?
And Bill Connolly.
Exactly. No offense to them. I mean, I know they're top in their field. I'm not saying I'd be as good as they are, but give me the chance is all I'm saying. Come on, SB Nation. Come on, Barstool. Hire us. No, we'll get fired from ESPN. But what I was going to get to about their podcast was, I think it was 2 weeks ago, 2 episodes ago, they were reading questions from fans who we should probably write in at some point because we are fans and we have good questions. My question will be, can you give us a shout out? Anyway, they were talking about G5 schools that will become a brand like Boise State. They had some pretty good points. You know, they mentioned, well, Boise State still is one of those G5 brands. And they talked about U of H, obviously, nice. And they made a good point that just any, you know, pretty good G5 school that's in a big city has a good chance of doing that, which I agree. I think Cincinnati, I don't think they even mentioned Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati, I think Memphis, any directional school in Florida, I think, you know, has a really good chance. I don't think they even mentioned any of those schools, which is kind of disappointing. But they mentioned UTSA and Western Kentucky. And I understand why they talked about those schools as being future G5 brands, I guess. I understand it because they have great new head coaches. And I'm excited to see them coach. I'm excited to see those teams play. But I don't think those schools will ever become a brand. And
you don't think UTSA will?
No. I mean, not for a long time. Not under this coach. Not for a long time. Because I think my idea of that is there's only two conferences in the G5 that you can be in to be a G5 brand, and that's the AAC and the Mountain West.
Mm-hmm.
I think outside of that, you can't be a brand because you're just a few levels too low to even be a low-level brand.
Well, that's just with the current climate. How long in advance were they saying this was the case?
Well, that's what I said. At least not right now, they couldn't do it. Well, they were using them as... They were using Western Kentucky and UTSA as examples based on their new coaching hires. And I just was listening to it.
That means
it.
Pretty short term.
Right. Guessing. And I usually agree with everything they say because you can't really argue. But I was listening to it and I was like, I wish I could call in because that just is so wrong and they know better. And I think maybe they just wanted to use it as a segue to talk about, you know, some of these new great coaches. And I get that because those coaches are great and I think they will do good things for the program, but those coaches are going to be there for maybe two seasons, maybe at best.
Yeah, no, I don't. What is it? Frank Wilson at UTSA.
Yeah.
He's going to be gone probably after this season.
Yeah, honestly, he probably will.
He's going to be that hot coach. 8 or 9 wins. Yeah, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, people are already talking about him. He's coached one season and he did pretty good with that one season. But you know, who's their coach before that? Larry Coker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's like one of the greatest college football coaches of our generation that we got to like witness coaching. So UTSA, I mean, props to their coaching hires. They really have done really well. Western Kentucky as well. So I get why he said those two schools. I just think if you are not in the Mountain West or the American, you can't be a G5 brand.
What about here's my before I go to mine, who do you think is the next brands?
The next brands? Well, currently I think it's U of H, and I'm scared that U of H is going to fall off with Applewhite. And it's really like, it's so hard for me to say, and it's sad, but looking at the recruits he's been getting compared to what we got with Herman, I don't know, we'll see. Maybe he ends up great, and I'd love to bite my own tongue on this one. Another reason why U of H can be a brand is, there's a few reasons. One, they are they're in the fourth largest city in the U.S. That doesn't hurt. And then, two, they actually have history of being a good program for a long time. So there is this weird fan base that'll come and go, right? Boise State obviously sustained a lot of success for a long time. BYU, obviously. I think if we're going to talk like a next new one, probably, I mean, Cincinnati could do it in a few years, or one of the directional Florida schools like South Florida or Central Florida.
See, I feel like how you talked about Houston having that success, sustained success back a long time ago, or I guess not too long ago, but I feel like that actually kind of works against them.
Why so?
Because they've felt that success before, and it never became a national brand then. So if it never reached that national fandom then, if it did, then I would be seeing a lot more Houston ball caps or like stickers. And the fact that it didn't...
No, but it's short-lived. I mean, that's the thing about being a G5 brand is it's always short-lived. It's lived as long as you're good.
No, it should be sustained, right?
No, like, no G5 can
sustain
it.
If they're fans, from generations past, then you would expect that those grown-ups would be fans currently. And also, I don't think that a big city actually helps, especially a city like Houston that hasn't really shown that they can support even a professional team. Like the Astros are the best team in the AL. And, you know, they're not even one of the top attended baseball teams in the MLB. Same with the Texans. I feel like
The Texans sell out. Do not. Yeah. No, the Texans sell
out.
Okay.
Well, every NFL team sells out. So that doesn't really say much.
Okay. That's fair. But.
But I'm saying that I don't think a big city actually helps, similar to with Cincinnati. The fact that Boise State was such a big success and was that brand for so long, I think is partially due to the Blue Field. But
right.
Also, it just kind of had like a cult feeling. Like, this school came out of nowhere. They started beating these guys.
Boise, Idaho. Boise is the largest city in Idaho.
Yeah, but it's the 100th. It's not even the 100th biggest cities in the country. So, it's like it's a decently big city, but I don't think a big city has anything to do with. Maybe a little bit, but
I think it does because it's easy for a lot of people to start going to the games.
You have to have a lot of attendance though to be a brand. It's all about TVs.
I think so.
You just have people tune in. They'll watch the games.
So if I turn on a Memphis game and I see half their stadium's not filled up, I mean, that's not a brand. I need a G5 brand school.
You don't need a big city to have people go to the games. Like, Ole Miss isn't a big city, and they sell out every game.
You can't compare that to a G5 school, though. Western Kentucky is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. They are not – I mean, they have a small stadium. They're not – I think being in a city helps tremendously because
– Actually, I think Western Kentucky is actually more of a candidate to be a brand than Houston or Cincinnati.
Okay, well, you're already wrong because Houston definitely has been a brand.
I guess I have to figure out what
those are totally. Well, I mean, those are totally different levels. Like, Houston's had a Heisman quarterback.
That's my point.
Houston's had Southwest championships.
They've had success before, and they're still not a brand. That's my point.
I don't know. I disagree. I think because they have come back over and over, people know Houston.
My prediction would be Eastern Washington because they got the red turf.
I forgot about that. That's so terrible. Yeah. But, I mean, people, I just think if you said list, you know, five G5 football programs, I think people would list Houston. And maybe
Boise State. It'd probably be Boise State first, and then.
Yeah, and then BYU.
They'd probably be like, is TCU still G5?
I think Houston would be on that list, though, just because they remember Houston. There's been multiple times that Houston's been good. Andre Ware in the 80s, Klingler. Case Keenum, Craig Ward Jr. now. I mean, there's a lot of generations that will remember University of Houston being a good football team. National champions? No, but good. And that's what a G5 brand is.
All right, well, my money's still on Eastern Washington. Isn't there? I think there's a small school that's got, like, a gray field.
Really?
Yeah, it's got gray turf.
Speaking of this, I got into a Twitter battle. I can't tell if this guy's a troll or not. But probably.
If it's on Twitter, yeah.
I don't think he is because he plays tennis for the school. It's University of Mary Hardin Baylor. And for any listeners that don't know what UMHB is,
yeah.
Any listeners that don't know that, it's understandable. If you live outside of Central Texas, you probably don't need to know about the school. But they did win last year the Division III National Championship.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're a pretty good team. You know, they're great in D3. There was this thing on Twitter that they were talking about best college football teams in Texas over the past few years, and I said U of H. If somebody wants to argue TCU, sure, that's a fair argument. But this guy says, no, Mary Hardin Baylor is because they won the Division III National Championship.
Solid point.
Dead serious.
They got a trophy.
They do. They do. So, you know. No, no disrespect to the crew, the Crusaders. They're great for D3, but you know that's great. Just come on. When the big boys are talking about FBS, just let us talk about FBS. Please don't.
Some could actually argue that D3 is better than D1.
Oh yeah, are you prepared to make that argument?
Because they don't get paid, so they actually just play for the love of the game.
Okay. All right, for the love of the game, I will go ahead and agree with you that D3 is the best level of college football.
If you put Mary Hardin Baylor up against Alabama, my money might be on Mary Hardin Baylor.
Yeah, also, if you put them up against Katy High School, my money might be on Katy High School.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, honestly, Katy High School is really fucking good. I mean, those kids are actually going to play at Alabama.
So. Yeah, because how many guys from Katy or Allen are going to play Mary Hardin Baylor?
Right. I mean, and their average attendance is a little over 3,000. So,
ooh, yikes!
I'm sure that's great for Division III, but for Texas 6A high school football, that is not even half. Yeah, that's a joke. That they're pulling in what, like 10,000 average probably at a high school game.
10,000 probably upper.
Yeah, that would be like the best teams, but I'd say on average 8.
I think Allen seats what, 22,000?
Yeah, something like that.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Hi, I'm Maria.
And I'm Mike.
And we're
Team Ready. Black Hills Energy knows your home is where your heart is, so they want you to be ready.
It's all about keeping you safe, prepared, and making your home as energy efficient as possible.
Everything from how to weatherize your home to how to stay safe during extreme weather.
Be ready for anything. Go to blackhillsenergy.com/teamready.
So, all right, shout out to all the Mary Harden Baylor fans. I mean, I acknowledge how good you are at D3. I don't want to be disrespectful, but just please don't try to like say you're the best team at anything other than D3.
Yeah, that is a little, that's a hot take.
Just please don't, because I really don't want to get into argument, but it's been like a 2-day fucking argument with this guy. Because I just, you know how I am. I can't stop arguing. If somebody wants to keep arguing, I'm going to keep doing it. And yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I'll move on from this. I just wanted to give a shout out. If anybody's listening, I hope that guy's listening, because we've been talking shit to each other back and forth for a few days. At least have the courtesy to listen to our fucking podcast if you're going to talk
shit.
Does
he know that you're a podcaster?
It's on the podcast account.
Oh, I thought
this is on the podcast. This is me on our podcast account just talking shit to people.
Dude, I'm about to take away your privileges.
Actually, we've gained followers because of this. So.
Oh, nice. I'm about to check it out and see how many followers we got.
We're at 66.
Ooh, getting close to that 69 threshold.
I know. Should I just shut down the account at that point?
Yeah, make it private.
Well, it's funny because Twitter has tried to shut us down twice now. No bullshit.
How's that?
They've suspended our account twice.
Why?
I don't know. They just randomly say things that I'm saying are offensive. And I admit, I can be an offensive person. Don't get me wrong. My personal account should have been shut down years ago. On this account, I have yet to say anything offensive. And it's so wild. Maybe I pissed off some Auburn fans back in the day, and they just report everything now. But yeah, they'll suspend my account for 12 hours and make me delete tweets that have nothing to do with being offensive. It'll just be talking about like college football or something, and they're just like, this is deemed offensive, red flag, suspended for 12 hours. They denied us doing one of their ads that you pay for. I tried to pay for like a $25 ad to try to hype up our account. They denied it and said it was offensive.
Jeez.
I literally just said retweet and follow for a free t-shirt, and that's what the ad was, and they said it was offensive.
Yeah, you can't be giving away free stuff.
Right. So, I mean, honestly, the listeners that had those free shirts know what pain and suffering I had to go through. I don't want to compare myself to, like, you know, a starving child or anything, but just, you know, when you think about me trying to get you that t-shirt, maybe think about a starving child.
Yeah, we're saving the world.
We are. One free t-shirt at a time.
All right, what else we got to talk about?
So, I guess I'm going to go over a couple of the articles that I posted on the blog, because I know probably half of the listeners are illiterate. So I think just out of common courtesy, I should just start kind of reading over them, summarizing them for all the illiterate listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it is kind of confusing having an audio podcast and then a blog that you have to read. Like, just pick one media, right?
That's true. But I think more so it's like the other way. I actually know ASL. For anybody that doesn't know this, I'm fluent in sign language. Mm-hmm. So I think because we don't do like a vlog where I can actually sign what we're saying to people, it's good that we have the blog.
That's true, yeah. Maybe we should start the sign vlog.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what we could do is we could record this podcast like normal, and then in the bottom little corner, I can just sign our conversations and put it in later.
Yeah, that wouldn't take long at all.
Nah, it wouldn't take long. I'm just looking for a way to quit my job so I can do this full time. So if that's what it takes, that's what I'll fucking do. So anyway, we'll start with kind of the first little segment of the blog that I started writing. Right when we started the blog a couple days ago, I just decided to go off and write this. The best week one games to watch, or at least the ones I want to watch, my favorites, and why. And then, you know, a couple honorable mentions, but I did it by day. So I started with Saturday, August 26th. My pick on that day was Oregon State at Colorado State.
Mm-hmm. What was your reason behind that?
Yeah, I just gave kind of a little breakdown. I was doing a lot of research, and it looks like Colorado State's going to be a contender in the Mountain West. Yeah, they have their senior quarterback, Nick Stevens, coming back. He looks good. Senior wide receiver, Michael Gallup, I don't know. He's coming back. He's looking good. They whooped SDSU 63-31.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. That was crazy.
Yeah, and San Diego State claims to be like the new Mountain West team. I mean, I know Boise State always kind of, but San Diego State's trying to take it over. And to be fair, my U of H Cougars, well, we got our asses kicked by them. Granted, it was all in the second half, and it was because of poor coaching. But that's besides the point. Colorado State actually looks good this year. Oregon State, if you remember anything about last year, was fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 4-8. Yeah, they beat Cal in overtime. They beat Arizona, which has a terrible fucking defense. And they beat Idaho State. So,
damn. Idaho State, wow.
Yeah. And Colorado State's got a brand new stadium. This is going to be the first game. Sold out.
They're opening up.
Sold out, 36,500. Yeah, I know for Oregon State, that's not going to be overwhelming. But you know what? Good for Colorado State, right?
Mm-hmm.
They finally put down the joint, and they're doing something. I think this game is either going to be Oregon State saying, hey, we've made some progress. We're becoming a better team this year than we were last year. Or it's going to be a sweet season opener for Colorado State because they could take advantage of this really weak Pac team and prove that they're a contender in the Mountain West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a good game. I can't believe that we're 10 days away from this.
I know, I'm so hyped up.
Like, this is a pretty early game, right? I want to say this.
Yeah,
like,
that's the first day. Saturday, August 26th.
2:30 Eastern. I'm talking about the actual time.
Okay, that's really early for a West Coast game.
I know.
All right, well, moving on. I got Thursday, August 31st, mm-hmm. Tulsa at Oklahoma State.
I can't wait for that game.
That game is going to be so good. Mm-hmm. Tulsa, I think, is the most underrated team in the American Conference.
They killed it last year.
They killed it, and they're not even ranked like as one of the top teams in the American.
Yeah, that whole state is just loaded this year.
Right. I mean, I started my article for them. The state of Oklahoma is starting to look like Mississippi in 2014, other than their similarly classy fan bases, which was, you know, I thought it was a nice touch. But yeah, I mean, Tulsa is really good. Last year they were 2-3 or 10-3. They forfeited every other game. Their only three losses were Ohio State, Houston, and Navy.
Jeez.
That's good. Phillip Montgomery, their head coach, it's gonna be his third season. He was an offensive protege under Art Briles. He came from Houston and then from Baylor, and now he's the head coach at Tulsa. I mean, this guy's good. He's good. Last year they had the sixth best FBS offense.
Yeah, I want to say they had like three running backs over 1,000 rushing yards and three receivers over 1,000 receivers.
Right.
Some crazy stat.
Yeah.
I remember.
No, their offense was wild. Yeah, I mean, I remember playing them, and they were good. They were a really scary team last year. This year, I think they're going to be even scarier.
Yeah, and they beat Central Michigan, and that was the team that kind of stopped Oklahoma State from going to a New Year's Six Bowl.
Exactly. I was going to get to that, actually. Yeah, because Tulsa, yeah, they ended their season in Miami Beach Bowl with a huge win over Central Michigan. And Oklahoma State, didn't they lose their first game?
It was one of the most controversial endings I've ever seen.
Right.
Because they gave them that extra play, and then it was the Hail Mary, and
that's right. Oof, it was that. So it rough. Was 30-27. That's what it was. Yeah, and that was really early in the season.
Yeah, it was like week 2 or 3, maybe.
But they also finished their season with a 10-3 record.
Yeah.
And
they've got their entire offense back.
And Mason Rudolph, who looks nasty. You know, I mentioned in here, I think Texas is a little overhyped. I think Baylor's going to see a dip in performance. Yeah, TCU might be, you know, a challenge. But, I mean, other than that, it's just kind of OU sitting in their way for the conference championship. Oklahoma State's only won the Big 12 once.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this could be a huge year for them. But it's like they got to start the season against a really tough in-state opponent. And that's the thing is, like, it's at Oklahoma State, but you know what? There's going to be some Tulsa fans that show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a really, really fun game. I think that might be my favorite game of this whole.
It's going to be a lot of offense. It's going to be a lot of offense.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of defensive players are returning for Oklahoma State. But, Justice Hill, that running back, and then James Washington, that receiver.
Well, and then Tulsa's running back, Giangelo Brewer.
sure, yeah.
He's really good. He's really, really name. Good. Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure Tulsa actually does have a pretty good defense this year, if I'm not mistaken. I know you're saying it's all offense, but I think Tulsa actually has a good defense.
Well, Oklahoma State's probably going to have the most potent offense in the country, so I don't know how right. much that's going to actually.
That's true, but I don't think they're so defensively weak that Oklahoma State's just going to run over them. I think they probably, you know,
maybe keep them in the game at least.
That's what I'm saying, and keep them in the game enough to where Tulsa's like crazy offense might pull some stuff out. It could be good. And then honorable mention, I threw Ohio State at Indiana, and I mm-hmm. gave that one just for you because I remember you mentioning that. How crazy would it be? If, you know, I said, I kind of summed it up by saying, like, will the Hoosiers beat Ohio State in 2017? Probably not. But if Satan decides to turn up the AC and hell freezes over for just one day, this would be an awesome start to a crazy Big Ten season.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope that you forgot that I actually called that upset alert.
I did not forget. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving you credit for that one. I put it on there for you because I remember you saying it, and I was like, that's so stupid. But I thought about it, and I was like, that's actually kind of a good point. What if? So that's what this whole thing's about. Saturday, September 2nd, BYU versus LSU. I think it could be good.
You think – that's it. It's just, it'll be good.
That's it.
I think LSU's going to roll them.
Okay. I could see why you say that. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. This could be a chance for BYU to come back as, like, the G5 school like they have been. And, I mean, they don't have their quarterback, Taysom Hill, anymore. But Tanner Mangum's supposed to be good. They're returning their running back. I don't know. I think there's a chance. And if it happens, it would be a wild start for BYU. I know all the Mormons would lose their shit. Also, if it happened, LSU immediately... What did they do? Immediately fire Coach O? Like, what?
No.
I don't know. It's LSU.
Do you think there's any two college fan bases that contrast more? Maybe Hawaii?
Well, Hawaii's playing UMass in week one.
Yeah, that might be a candidate for the most. Dude, we should. Oh, that would be another award. The game, like the
fan bases.
Two most opposite fan bases. Like, you have to find teams that actually play each other.
Right. It has to be like you played each other. So I'm saying.
Like the something bowl. Like the annual the contrast
anarchist,
bowl.
Okay, annual anarchist award. Here we go. The annual anarchist award for. Most, I don't know.
Opposite fan bases.
Yeah, we'll think of something clever, but we're going to go ahead and put Hawaii at Massachusetts, because it's at Massachusetts, which is even better.
I think BYU-LSU is also a candidate.
It is, 100%. I'm saying let's put both of them on there.
Yeah.
Because I think if it was UMass at Hawaii, not so much, but the fact that everybody from the Hawaii team is going to Massachusetts would be great. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, UMass is supposed to be the worst team in college football this year, and Hawaii's actually supposed to be good, but on my article I said, or will the bitter Amherst climate of high 70s prove detrimental to the Rainbow Warriors, because they just can't handle that Massachusetts 70 degree weather. It would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention though for that week was App State at Georgia, and I wanted to put that as the game to watch, but I don't know. I just think BYU and LSU will be a good game. I don't care what you say. But App State, they could upset Georgia here. App State is going to be nasty this year. They're going to be even better than they were last year. And we all remember they almost beat Tennessee in Knoxville last year. And They should have beat Tennessee. Exactly. They should have. And it was so annoying. Every football fan outside of the state of Tennessee was hoping that App State would do it because it was so great. It was so perfect. And App State is just that perennial upset team.
Yeah, and Georgia's got a fair bit of hype this year.
They do. So how great would it be if week one, App State upsets UGA in Athens?
Not seen it happen, but I'd like to think that it's a possibility.
I think it's absolutely a possibility. I think it's a possibility, 100%.
I saw what App State did against Miami last year, and it just turned me off from picking App State in any other games.
Okay, but they're a week one team. That's true. You got to say, because what was it, 2007 when they beat Michigan?
I think that was 05. Let me look it up. Yeah, it was 07.
Okay, so I'm right. Once again,
I feel like you definitely looked that up, like, in preparation of this.
I did not.
Definitely did. As you're writing that, the preview, you're like, and then you looked it up.
No, I didn't. Yeah. But
all right, well, send me your browser history.
You don't want to see that thing. But App State, they're a week one team. They upset week one P5 teams. So I'm just, you know, I know
it's done it once in once in 10 years.
In 10 years. Almost twice in
almost,
10 years.
Almost twice.
Yeah. But no, I mean, honestly, App State this year, they are going to be, they're going to, I think they're just going to run through the Fun Belt and they'll be in talk for, you know, one of the best G5 teams, I think. It would just be a really fun way to start this season. And I know it's kind of a long shot. That's why I didn't put it as my game to watch. It's just an honorable mention. But it'd be sweet. I mean, I didn't want to put Bama versus Florida State. I can't do it.
No, it's way too easy.
What other insightful information can I present that hasn't already been a headline twice? You know what I mean? I can do research on these other games and match them up, and it's kind of fun because they're not as talked about. Bama and Florida State, I mean, I would just copy and paste somebody else's shit. So, didn't do it.
Is that what you did for the rest of them?
But at least I had to copy and paste from multiple sources and not just one. So,
yeah, put a little bit of effort. Exactly. Do you think that App State's going to just run through the Sun Belt?
I mean, okay, maybe not run through. Maybe that's a bad way to put it. But I think they'll win it. I think they're the best team.
And Troy?
Yeah, Troy's going to be good. But I think App State's the best team. And I said my
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My upset game for App State's Coastal.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird. One of the worst-ranked teams, but just look out for it. I got a feeling. That's all I can say. I got a feeling. So, Sunday, September 3rd, I got A&M at UCLA. Obviously, there was only two games that day. So, A&M, I could care less, honestly. You know, A&M, they're probably just going to fire someone after this year anyway. Yeah, Jake Kubenek's probably going to be quarterback.
And I don't know. I've seen that he's actually not favored to start.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Got some freshmen coming in.
Poor Kubenek. The guy that beat Cam Newton's records at Blinn can't fucking start. UCLA, yeah. I just don't care. I mean, Josh Rosen, cool. He's supposed to be a great quarterback. We're going to talk about him a lot because of his controversial statements. That's it. I could care less about that game. The only other game was West Virginia and Virginia Tech, and I think that's going to be so boring. Last but not least, Tennessee versus Georgia Tech. And then the honorable mention for that day is my birthday, because September 4th.
So you put – I actually don't see this article that you put up.
No, that one's coming.
Oh, I got you.
So I'm just giving everybody
a little insight.
Exactly. I'm giving everybody that listens a little heads up. These are coming. I'm uploading them by day.
I feel you.
I decided to break those down by day. And then I'm also going to do my preseason conference contender breakdowns. I won't go into the details about that one. I just uploaded the one for the American. I'm going to do it for each conference. So far, I got contenders for the East is South Florida and Central Florida. Look, it's going to be South Florida. I just had to put another team.
Mm-hmm.
For the West, I got Houston, Memphis, and Tulsa. I think, honestly, I want to say, like, I'm looking at all three of them, and I want to say this team, or this team. To me, honestly, it's a toss-up between those three.
I'd probably go with Tulsa.
But Memphis looks really good.
Yeah, Raleigh Ferguson's back.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. They're returning a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think it's all three of those teams. And I want to take Houston out just because I'm a bitter fan. But, I mean, we do have Kyle Allen. And he actually could. He was the number one quarterback recruit of 2013. I mean, you know, take that for whatever you want. But we have lost some good players. But we have a lot of good players coming back.
I mean, Major Applewhite hasn't really proven.
No, he hasn't. And that's kind of the thing is this year it's totally up in the air because is Kyle Allen good? Is Major Applewhite even a fucking good coach? You know, there's so much going on here. It's tough. But if those things do fall into place, they could win the West. You know, just based on the team they have. I think they might have the most talent on the field. So, who knows? That's too early to call. I honestly can't tell right now. But those are just some of the articles I posted.
Okay, well, mine will be up soon. And soon is just kind of a general term. Could be tomorrow, could be next
week. I have
week.
Absolutely no faith in you. Okay, so that's pretty much what I got for our blog. Supposedly, eventually, Jay's going to actually post something. We'll see.
If you keep talking about it, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, but if I don't talk about it, then you actually won't do it. So I think it's this weird fine line of where I need to hound you enough, but maybe, I don't know. I'm just going to keep fucking hounding you. I don't care.
All right, you ready for Ready Here First?
Yeah, let's go into Ready Here First.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Read all about it. All
right, so I mean, one of them pretty much, I didn't even have to find through Reddit. I could have just seen through The Ringer. The Ringer, which is Bill Simmons' website. But I do like – I'm not a huge fan of Bill Simmons, but I do love Mark Titus and his coverage on college basketball. And since this is supposed to be a college sports podcast, figured I'd have to throw this in there.
Okay, I'll allow it, but this is college football season. Just remember that.
Okay, well, this is just a quick touch on this. It's just the top 10 stories of the college basketball offseason. So I'll just run through them real quick. 10 was Mitchell Robinson when he was leaving Western Kentucky. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
9 was San Diego State head coach Steve Fisher retiring. That's a pretty big deal.
Right.
8, a handful of rules have been tweaked.
Hmm.
We can talk about that some other time.
Okay. Yeah, that's something we'll have to get into.
7 was Wichita State joining the American Athletic Conference.
Hell yeah.
6 was Ohio State firing Thad Matta and hiring Chris Holtmann.
Okay.
We kind of touched that because we talked about that in the NCAA suspensions, violations, and blah, blah, blah.
Yes, that was great. Suspensions, violations, and... Oh, shit, I can't. Anyway, go on.
5, various players have been working out, and then he just posted a whole bunch of pictures of people's Instagrams where they do the transformation photos.
Nice. I did one of those. It got no love for you.
Yeah, well... Typical.
I think it was just because I photoshopped a really jacked black guy's arm on yours.
That's probably why we got suspended.
That wasn't one of the things we got suspended for. That's the worst part.
All right, 4, ESPN firing Andy Katz. That was actually a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it was. No, that was. I mean, they cleaned house.
Yeah. 3 was Louisville's 2013 national title being in danger of being vacated. So I guess that's still ongoing.
Wait, is that still ongoing?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's been completely concluded.
We'll have to look into that more. See, this is the type of thing that separates us from Podcast Ain't Playing Nobody, because they wouldn't know this.
But would they? Because they just cover college football.
That's true. Okay. No, fuck those guys. We're smarter than them. Keep going.
2 is, he says, reclassifying is apparently in right now, and that was... just referring to Jontay Porter, the little brother of Michael Porter, who reclassified up a year.
Oh, yep.
As well as, what's his name? Marvin Bagley. He did the same thing. So, 2 guys from that class.
Okay, well.
Reclassified. And the 2 top prospects. And then number 1, I think this is just him because he loves Grace Nallon, and it's Grace Nallon coming back for a senior year.
Yep.
So, okay. That was just a quick little top 10. Keep you refreshed on the college basketball offseason.
Okay.
Just make sure that it's not, you know, falling completely out into distance.
Well, I mean, it has, because it's so far away now, but okay.
It has, but it's nice to be refreshed on it.
Right, because if this was the beginning...
That it's actually a thing.
If this was the beginning of basketball season, people would still be finding a way to talk about football. So let's not discriminate here. We're a non-discrimination... podcast.
All right, and then the last thing I'd have for Ready Here First, and this is a little bit of a special event. I won't be doing this often. It was posted by Jared PLS. I guess it's like please, maybe.
Okay, Jared, please.
and it's titled "It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Game Day."
Okay,
and
what is this?
He just posted some lyrics. So he changed the words from "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas" to college game day themed. So I figured, and you can maybe edit some music into this. I figured I would read a few stanzas.
Okay.
I sing a few stanzas.
Yeah, you have to sing it. Don't just read it.
Yeah.
That's like when somebody reads a rap song, it just doesn't sound the same.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm going to be doing this without instrumental. So if you do choose to edit music into this, then you might have to like speed up my voice a little bit or slow it down to match the tempo of the music, you know?
It sounds like a lot of work. I'm probably just not going to do that. And maybe at the very end, I'll just put the song. And then so they can reference that song. In case people don't know this song, this Christmas song, they can reference it at the end.
I think I'll do a pretty good job just kind of like singing to the melody. That way, I think people will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. It's beginning to look a lot like game day. Everywhere you go, take a look at this 4th and 10, a conversion once again, with scoreboards and fans aglow. All right, so that was it.
What?
That's all I'm treating the fans to.
Oh, I was actually enjoying that.
Yeah, so if you want to hear more, then listen to the next episode.
Oh, I'm gonna listen.
And I'll sing verse 2.
Oh my god, I'm gonna listen. That was good. That actually, I mean, you were hitting like notes. Like you were moving up and down. That was actually good.
Well, yeah, no, I had to. I can't, like you said, I can't just read the words.
Right.
So if I'm gonna sing it, I'm not gonna make an idiot of myself.
I'm not gonna lie, you did better than I expected.
All right, so like I said, I feel like I did. I tried to match the instrumental as close as I could. If you could insert the music, go ahead. If not, no big deal.
Okay, I probably won't.
Maybe you could just beatbox the, like we could do a little what's the word I'm looking for?
Like that?
No. Where it's
acapella.
It's just voices acapella. Yeah, you just acapella next time.
Like while you're singing, I do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd actually do the. I don't know how to do it from now. Something like that.
But the thing is, like, you can sing that song, and it is the music.
That's true. Because the music in the background is kind of just strings.
Right. So if I tried to sing it, like sing the music while you were singing the lyrics, we would just be singing the same shit. Except I would just be like singing like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. I guess that's it for Reddit here first.
That is.
Next, I just want to say I didn't have time this week, but next week I got something brewing. Something brewing. And it's going to be nasty.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's essentially I'll give you a little taste of what I got stewing up. It's about the top college football coaches right now. They're still coaching.
Okay.
But based on, should I give it away completely or just?
No, I think that's enough teaser.
Okay. Based on ... Listen to the next episode. I guess we will finish up with rumor season. Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away from all these rumors. I can't take it no more. All right, let's hear the rumor you have, Chad.
Oh, yeah. I have it written down, but yeah. I can't find it. I'm looking around everywhere. You hear me, like, opening, closing stuff?
Right. No, that's... Yeah, you're going through a lot of cabinets, I can tell.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe by the next episode I'll find it.
Okay. Weird you couldn't find that, because I know you're always on top of rumor season. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like, I definitely have it. It's just... My room's kind of messy. I'm still moving in.
Did your dog eat it, maybe?
Well, we don't know. We don't have dogs. We just have iguanas.
Do you actually have iguanas?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually kind of cool. I really want to become like an iguana guy again.
Yeah, my iguana didn't eat it.
Okay, did you check?
If my iguana ate it?
Yeah.
How do I check that?
Check the poop.
No, the iguanas don't like. If my iguana ate it, I wouldn't be able to see it in his poop.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so iguanas aren't exactly like dogs.
No, not
weird.
Not in that sense.
Okay, I thought they were just green dogs. That's really interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to make up a rumor right now because I'm the creative one in this group and the hardworking.
You always say you make it up right now, but I guarantee you have this written down somewhere.
I actually make these up. I used to have them written down, and then like you, I got kind of lazy, but I actually have some kind of creativity.
Well, let me hear it.
Well, I'm continuously talking to Stahl. Okay, here we go. Texas A&M talking about firing Sumlin. For unidentified sources have referenced Texas A&M in talks of replacing Sumlin with Art Briles.
That's such a vanilla rumor.
Is it?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen that on Twitter like six times.
Texas A&M hiring Art Briles, really?
Yeah, I feel like that's like elementary school hot take right there.
God damn it.
Shame.
Alright, I'm just trying to stir up some Aggies. I don't know. Do you think Aggies would be excited about getting Briles?
No.
Really?
Hell no.
Why not? He's a great coach.
No, the Aggies actually, I feel like for as much crap as you give them, they actually have some decency. Like, they actually care about doing right things.
Okay, what about Tech?
Tech would be definitely more accepting, I'd say.
Texas would be just ecstatic. I don't care what you say.
I mean, there's always going to be fans that are happy with that, but it just depends on what you say about it. Like, when you say the fan base, what do you mean? Like, you're just speaking in generalities.
The guys that tweet at me.
Well, no, Twitter's always just a negative.
Okay, that's true.
Space.
That's
so
true.
You're always going to assume that the fan base speaks by those Twitter trolls.
I'm just saying, I know, I understand what Briles did. I get it. I'm not going to get into this whole thing again. But if you are a team like Tech with no fucking hope for the future, I don't know. Would it be the worst thing? I don't know. That's a discussion for another day. It is currently 10:30 p.m. here, and I have to fucking edit this podcast because Jay doesn't do that work. I do that work. Jay?
Yeah, I've got more important things.
11:30 over there. You're a grad school nerd. I mean, you don't know what it's like for us working, man. So that was the episode. That was a long fucking episode. I think it was good, though.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It was productive. I feel like I got a long day's work done.
And I think this podcast.
And I think the listeners will think so, too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I've just been yawning over here this whole time.
All right. I think that's time to end, then. That's the good sign. All right. See you later.
All right. Peace.
Don't get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfuckers. A fucking game. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. X gon' give it to ya. Fuck, wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock, knock, open up the door, it's real. With the non-stop pop out, I'm stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, can I do it again? Cause I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.